as we, since we're in this political process season, pray for the, you know, pray for the candidates, pray that who God wants to choose will be selected. That Christians, pray that Christians will have this spirit of unity that they had, this spirit of corporate conviction comes over the people in the United States, and that they'll go and they'll vote, and they'll vote who God is telling them to vote for, who the Holy Spirit is telling them to vote for. And they won't be led by these other fleshly spirits, these other, you know, spirits of racism or party spirits or whatever. Praise God. The decision the American people make will send us into one of two directions. So what follows is the pattern of prayer that they used. So I'm going to just run through it, but this is most likely what we'll use next week. The pattern of prayer that they used, and it's been worded to fit, you know, our country. And you can not only pray this, you know, when we pray at the gathering, please come to the gathering and pray, but also, you know, in your small groups, you know, with your family, you know, if your family is spread out in different parts of the nation, just get on conference call or whatever, you know, three-way and pray. Yeah, and pray with them. And y'all pray. And y'all tell, some, y'all know some people who have, some of y'all have big families. Tell everybody. Tell all your sisters and brothers. So get them on the line. Get your children on the line. Tell them to get their children on the line. And pray. Pray. So for the first thing, for the national, to pray for the, for, you know, nationally, for the national government, Proverbs 14:34 is what they use. Righteousness exalts a nation, but sin is a disgrace to any people. And they pray that the man, so we'll be praying this way, that the, we'll pray that the man of righteousness, the man of God's choosing, will be elected in every congressional race, every Senate race, and be elected to the office of the presidency. That's what we'll pray. And then at the state and local, we'll, you know, I'll give you a copy of this for at the gathering next week. At the state and local level, wait, that might be too late, will it? I'll try to have them earlier. I'll try to have them Wednesday because that might be too late. At the state and local level, according to Proverbs 29:2, when the righteous increase, the people rejoice, but when the wicked rule, the people groan. We're going to pray that the man of righteousness, the man of God's choosing, will be elected for every office at the state level and at the local level. And then we're going to pray for voters, according to Isaiah 11:2-3. And the spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the spirit of wisdom and understanding, the spirit of counsel and might, the spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord. And his delight shall be in the fear of the Lord. He shall not judge by what his eyes see or decide by what his ears hear. So we will vote for the voters. We will pray that each citizen will be convicted to vote for the man of righteousness, the man of God's choosing. And we'll pray that God's spirit will overshadow each one as he or she makes his or her decision, that the spirit of God will overshadow each voter. Amen. We'll pray for the election officials. How many of you know that there are some election officials that are not? Yeah, you've heard stories, heard of dead people voting. You know, people been dead a long time, and they got them where they, yeah, they still voting. Been dead for years, and they still voting. Yeah. I mean, really. Yeah, people living on empty lots, a lot with no house on it, but somebody from that address voted. You don't believe? It's true, though. So we will pray for the election officials. Proverbs 11:1 says, the Lord abhors dishonest scales, but accurate weights are his delight. So we're going to pray that every official involved in the election process will serve with honesty and integrity of heart. Amen. And then we're going to pray for the people that are praying. Zechariah chapter 12 and verse 10 says, "And I will pour out on the house of David and the inhabitants of Jerusalem a spirit of grace and supplication." And so we're going to pray that God will energize and empower his people to call out to him day and night in extraordinary prayer during this season. We're going to pray for the church, Isaiah 9 and 7. The zeal of the Lord Almighty will accomplish this. So we are praying that the church will be fully awakened, engaged, and empowered during this critical season. And we're praying that the church will understand the urgency and importance of this election and its implications for the advancement of God's purposes in our nation and around the world. We're going to pray for our nation according to Matthew 6 and 10. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. We're going to pray that God's plans and purposes for our nation will be established during this election season. We're going to pray that we will be a nation which we're going to call America a nation which follows God and is a blessing to the nations of the earth. Amen. It's look at your neighbor, say it's praying season. Look at your neighbor, say, if my people who are called by my name humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and I'll forgive their sin and heal their land. Amen. Amen. I thank y'all for listening. God told me to minister about this, and I said, why, God, why you want me to talk about this? And as I studied it, I learned, if y'all didn't learn anything, I learned a lot. I learned a whole lot. I'm convicted. I don't know who all is convicted with me. I'm convicted. It convicts me. Some of you knew. Mm-hmm. I'm convicted. Yes. Yes. Okay, well, I'm going to turn it over to Pastor Franklin. Give him a hand as he comes.
Remember that list of things that people appoint. Praise God. All right. Okay, sometimes we could be, the smoke screens could interfere with the real issues. So while I was listening, I thought to have her reiterate some of those things that are real issues, because the personality of the individuals are not the real issues. You know, the personality of the individual who is being elected is not the real issue. Let's look at some of these real issues so that you can not be snowed by propaganda about the candidates. Because in America, the candidates are not the one. Their personality, that's not what you want to look at. You want to vote the Bible. Mm-hmm. Y'all got me? Vote in favor of the Bible. Mm-hmm. You vote in favor of Bible. Okay? And you might not even like the person. And you might like the person. But that's not the issue. In America, it's set up that the person doesn't make the difference. It's who they appoint. And the people who they appoint end up if influencing your own life and your and what you can do in church, what you can do, what you can say in public, legally. All right, so don't get caught up in what people are saying about the individual person. You look and see behind the person what really is going on. Okay? Now, she's going to mention this again, and then we'll. I'm talking about those things that can influence what they can appoint after they are elected. the kind of difference it makes who, what their beliefs are. If their beliefs are in line with the Bible, are y'all listening to me? Don't look at the individual person. Look at what they believe about the Bible. Okay? All right?
Okay, this is what he's talking about. The decision the American people make on November the 4th will send us in one of two decidedly different directions when it comes to religious liberty, freedom of political speech, freedom of religious speech, the sanctity of life, talking about abortion, the sanctity of marriage, man, married woman, public policy on human sexuality, and freedom of conscience. And the list could go on. And it said it's critical that the American people choose well and choose wisely.
You understand me? What they are going to actually be believing, whether what they are going to be pushing agrees with the Bible or not. Amen. And what kind of chief justice is they going to, if the chief justice that they're going to appoint, are those kind of justices going to agree with the Bible? Or are those justices are going to agree with something that don't agree with the Bible? That's the real issues. And they might ask a question, they might say it, and the news might not say very much about it. But you know, see, what kind of chief justice are they going to appoint? Are the chief justices that they will appoint agree with the Bible, or would they be directly against the church? It don't matter about the candidate. It's, you know, it's their own personal life, their own personal character. Who are they going to appoint to make the decision about whether or not these real issues that's going to actually affect what you can do in church, or what you can do as a Christian, or what you can talk about, or whether you, it's going to be wrong for you to even say your opinion about something.
Oh, I forgot to mention this. I'm sure you probably have heard it, but what I think there are 8 justices, is that right?
4.
I mean, there are 8 altogether, Minister Jackson?
Chief Justice. What is the Chief Justice?
Okay, and I think that might be the head one. He doesn't vote, I don't think.
They interpret the law based on whether it's, they are going to interpret the law in favor of the Bible, or they going to interpret the law against the Bible.
Okay, so the thing about them is,
when they interpret the law, they set the norm. And it's possible for you to be believing something about God, and it almost become against the law for you to even say it.
So the thing about that is, there are, I think, 9, 1 doesn't vote, so I think there are 8 that vote, and they're appointed for life, remember? And this next president will get to appoint between 2 to 4. So he'll get to appoint 25 to 50% of those justices that sit, because you have 25 to 50% of justices ready to retire. And so whoever they appoint, that's going to affect us, it's going to affect our children and our grandchildren if Jesus doesn't come back. And they will tilt the scale this way. Right now it's like an even split when they vote on things. And so they're going to tilt the scale for Christian principles, or they're going to tilt the scale against Christian principles.
And the way that government works, if they set a norm, it first would be a norm, and then it end up being it would be a more rate than a norm, then it would be a statute, and then it turns into a law. Over time, it'll end up being a law, and all of a sudden you look up, and it's against the law for you to even talk about what you believe about the Bible. You see, so don't be snowed by what the news media say about the candidates. Look behind and say, okay, what kind of justice is they going to appoint? Are they going to appoint a justice that's going to make it wrong for me to talk what I believe about stuff in public? You got it? So that's what you look at when you look at, and then you pray, and you still be led by the Spirit, but you also look at some stuff. They saying, okay, if I'm elected, I'm going to appoint a justice that's going to interpret the law this way, and it's going to make it wrong for you to say certain things about what you believe. You see? That's what you want to look at. You see what I'm talking about? Are they going to make it a norm? You're on the wrong side of the Bible. You see? Yeah. So that's what you want to look at. Because the secular media, they might sway you one way or the other, but you want to vote the Bible. Don't vote for a candidate. Vote the Bible. Amen. Because that's what we pray, and we have a right to do that. Okay, y'all received that tonight? Have we told y'all who to vote for? No, well, we gave you enough information so that you can make a Bible choice. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Well, it's offering time. Glory to God. Glory to God. Amen, amen. Amen. So you always could, I told the person the other night at the football game, the person at the end of the football game, they just stuck to us, just kept talking. I said, you need to find out why you were born. It was a lady, about 23, 24. She just stuck with us. And Pastor Audrey said, anybody who's hanging around a preacher, it ain't normal for me to just be stuck and hang around and want to talk to a preacher. And found out she was thinking that she was called to ministry. That's why she's hanging around. And I said, well, what you need to do is you don't determine whether it's in your head or not. You go to God and say, and this is how you can vote. Father, I believe I receive your perfect will revealed to me and manifested through me. And then you said, I have an unction from the Holy One, and I know all things. And then you can say, there's two things. Third thing, I believe I receive your perfect will about who I should vote for. And then when you believe you receive it, you take it in here. Your head may not have a clue who you're supposed to vote for. But if you, by faith, receive it in your heart, it'll come up, you'll just know. It'll just, bing, you'll know. And when you think about it and you have not gotten it in your head, when you think about am I going to vote for, you say, Father, I believe I know because I believe I receive your perfect will. And you said, I know. You said, I know. In here, I have an unction. I have an unction from the Holy One. And you said, I know, so I know. I believe I know. And so you say, I believe I know. I believe I know. And then when you know it, you just say, I know it now. I got it. It's like I knew it all the time. That's how you receive from God information when you don't know in your head what it is you need to know. You believe you receive it in your heart. And then you, when you think about it, tell God, God, you know I know because you said, I know all things. I have it in here. And then it might be you sleeping, but you don't know when you get it, but it'll just, you'll know in your head what was already in your heart. The Bible says that you have an unction from the Holy One and you know all things. That is in John 2nd chapter. Now, 1 John 2nd chapter. All right. Now, let's pray. And I'm telling you, I got some quick announcements. After we give our offering and tithes and offering, I'm going to give some announcements so y'all hear the announcements. And we are shooting to be out and dismissed really, really close to 8. So it's not very many minutes at all. So after we give our offering, listen to the announcements, and then we'll be good. Y'all been blessed tonight? Amen. Yeah, really, really. It's practical stuff. You're supposed to have practical stuff in your life. Amen. All right. I'm going to read from Proverbs, the 11th chapter. And I want you to know that when you are sowing into our life or into the church or any kind of offerings, it's called watering. And see it that when you are, that when that doesn't leave your life. But the Bible says in this 11th chapter of Proverbs, 11th chapter of Proverbs, and the you've given into the offerings, any kind of you give into the poor. The Bible says that the 24th verse of the 11th chapter of Proverbs, there is that scattereth and yet increases, and there is that withholds more than he ought to be withholding. But it causes a person to go toward poverty. See, there is that withholds more than is meet, but it tendeth to poverty. Now, the solution is the liberal soul shall be made fat. That means rich. Rich means having more than you need. And he that watereth shall be watered also himself. I like that. Father, thank you for the spirit of liberality. Thank you that that we are watering tonight. And as we are watering, we are watered ourselves. I praise you, Father, that your word is working in it. When we give, I thank you, we're releasing faith and joy. And just like we're giving it out, your covenant causes it come toward us. Not just money, but all that we need in every part of our life. So whatever you have on your mind for us to do, we'll be well equipped with abundance of all kinds of grace so that we can do whatever you want us to do. We'll have enough sufficiency of money, wisdom, opportunity, insight. You make all grace abound toward us, that we always having all sufficiency in all things. We abound to every good work. All right, so now you go on and obey God in your giving. If you're tithing, prepare your tithing envelope and bring it around the altar. If you're giving with a credit card, obtain a credit card benevolence slip, fill it out in its entirety. But whatever you do, obey the Spirit of God in your heart in your giving, and then we'll pray over your tithes and your offering. Just do that now. Y'all ready? Anybody tithing tonight? If you are, just raise your hand. Okay? And bring your tithes around the altar. Heavenly Father, I profess to you this day, I am come into the inheritance which you swore to give our fathers. I am in the land which you provided for me. I am in the kingdom of God, the kingdom of your dear Son. I was a sinner serving sin, weakness, sickness conscience, defeat conscience, poverty conscience. But when I call upon the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, you heard my cry and you delivered me from the authority and the power of darkness, and you translated me into the kingdom of your Son of love. Now, Jesus, my Lord and my high priest, I bring the tenth part of my income to you, that you may worship the Lord my God with it. Father God, I've heard your voice. I brought the hallowed thing out of my house. I didn't eat it up when I was under pressure. Now look down from your holy habitation from heaven and bless me like you said in your word. I receive insight, windows of opportunity, seeing things from God's point of view. The windows of heaven are open for me, pouring out a blessing that I'm not able to receive it. The devourer is rebuked for my sake. He will not destroy the fruit of my ground. I am a delightsome land. People notice that I am a blessed person. Hallelujah. This is my lifestyle. This is my confession of faith in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Amen. Y'all don't take that kind of stuff lightly. This is so real. Amen. Stand up with your offerings in your hand. Glory to God. In the name of Jesus, I'm giving, investing into the kingdom of God for Christ's sake and the gospel's. I receive grace, all grace in every part of my life, abounding toward me. So I always have everything I need in my mind, in my commitment, in my money, in all my relationships. Grace, ability of God, is abounding toward me. People are using their influence and their substance and their power to help me. And I receive all grace that's coming toward me right now as a result of my giving. I'm giving this in my hand, but it is not leaving my life. It's still in my life and it's causing grace. God is working right with me. I'm giving and receiving, and God is making grace come toward me. I'm on my way now to my next level of manifested prosperity. Amen, amen. Y'all go on to give. Do it cheerfully, because God is honoring those words. Glory to God. All right. Yeah, I promised I was going to do these announcements. So let me help you with these announcements, and it's going to be good because I want everyone involved. Bountiful Fall Harvest season is going to be so good this year. I have done a rough draft of our vision and our plan and our goals. It's going to be unique. It's going to be creative. It's going to be so much fun. Next week, I want everyone, every person, I won't start tonight, actually, but you should get something in your hand up. A plant pamphlet with part of a tear-off place. I would need to have your T-shirt size. We plan to make T-shirts available. We're going to do something with those things together, but I want everyone to obtain a T-shirt. We need your T-shirt size. Amen. And if y'all plan to maybe gain about 20 pounds between now, I need the next size up. If you're going to go on a starving diet, just get a size a little bit later. But I need the T-shirt size that you want to use in this. Ma'am, do they run big or small? I would recommend. It's probably be good quality T-shirts, but I wouldn't tend to give it small. I would give it a little bit large. Okay? All right? She said, that's a good question. Are they going to be big or small? Okay. But go on and give your regular T-shirt size, and that'll do for now. And then we'll do any tweaking of that when we know more about the actual T-shirt size. So give me your, get ready to, by Sunday, be ready to give your t-shirt size, because we're going to do something together with a t-shirt size. Now, if you have not had orientation, please, we don't want to overlook you if you have not, if you're a member of this church and have not had your orientation, y'all make sure you go back to the media center and sign up for your orientation, because everybody ought to have the orientation class. Okay, and you may have been in church a long time, but if you don't remember a time that you had orientation, you need orientation. Okay, fellowship groups. To have a successful start with fellowship groups, your fellowship group experience, visit the media center and take up and pick up a fellowship group fast track. Okay, part of the bountiful harvest, every member of the church is going to be connected somehow with a fellowship group. But if you want to get started quickly and successfully on a quick start, go to the media center and pick up a fellowship group fast track. You say, well, I don't know much about a go to the media center, come on, and get a fellowship group fast track. Okay, EPIC. EPIC is the teen and young adult special service that we have here at the church. It's planned for November the 13th at 6:30. November the 13th at 6:30. That's the second Sunday night. It's called EPIC. If you are in that age group, or even if you are older, everybody is involved, but come to EPIC. It is EPIC. EPIC is EPIC. All right? Now, that's one I have for you. Thank y'all so much for y'all faithfulness to stay and hear these announcements. Sunday school. Say Sunday school. Sunday school is school. I believe that we should study and become empowered with skills where winning souls is concerned. We're finding out what really winning a soul is. You win a soul, you can help somebody get saved. You win their mind and help them over. Okay, but you need some skills so you can be an expert at letting God use you to help other people. So come and learn how to present the gospel through the use of 6 verses of scripture. It's getting more and more interesting, and we are seeing the benefit of it more and more. And we are involved in training everyone how, at least one way that you can know how to present the gospel to somebody using just 6 verses of scripture. Okay, so Sunday school is important. Fellowship groups are important. In the bountiful harvest, every member is going to be connected in some fashion to a fellowship group. It is going to be so wonderful. We have goals set for fellowship groups, goals set for links, goals set for money, goals set for souls being into the kingdom of God. So I'm looking forward to sharing that with you by next Sunday. Okay? We'll put something in your hand. Okay, y'all been great. Anybody have any questions? Anybody have any request? Okay? Okay? All right? Now, let me ask y'all this. Are y'all happy? Amen. Y'all been a good, it's been, let me ask you this. Okay, I'm gonna do this. All right. Is everyone here in agreement? There's a request for prayer. Let me ask y'all this. Do y'all want to mix y'all's faith with this person who's for prayer? I think it's probably gonna be healing. Or do you need me to dismiss and let you go before I pray? Who needs to leave? Okay? 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 Okay, what you want to do? It's going to take 5 minutes. Do you need to leave now? You need to? Okay, you're not. I'm not embarrassing you, am I? Okay, really, it's okay if you do. I promise it's okay. Okay, so you may go. Let me bless. Let me dismiss, and then I let you go. I mean, I'm going to pray a blessing, and then everyone, huh? Okay, and let me pray this blessing over you. It's not a dismissal, but I don't want you to leave without me blessing you, okay? And so you're not being dismissed, but I'm blessing you before you leave, and you have it right. Okay, the Lord bless you. The Lord keep you. The Lord cause his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen. So you're not dismissed, but we are excusing her, Sister KK, to go and pick up her child. No, you know, this you're doing things properly. It's done properly. Yeah, you're doing properly. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Okay. 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 Oh, you okay. Okay. All right. Okay. Okay. People in school, is that an area of healing we're going to be praying for him? Okay. All right. And then somebody else got a prayer request, don't you? Okay. I'm going to pray for the success and the boldness of the people who are involved in fellowship groups, because sometimes the enemy try to make you say, oh, okay. But I'm believing that your fellowship groups are going to be off the chain. I mean, so effective. I'm praying that people end up in your fellowship groups who you don't even know, but they are cool. They're cool with you, and you're cool with them. And that they, when you get to heaven, they'll come to you and say, oh, I'm so glad that you started and didn't quit. Amen. I'm just believing, God, that your fellowship groups has the hand of God on it, and that y'all are blessed, and you all are a blessing, and that you all are preaching, not shouting, but being a person who God is using to pass along the good news that people don't know. They don't know this all free of charge. They think it's they got to work and change themselves. Say free of charge. That's what I'm praying, that those fellowship groups, people, that you are actually sharing good news to make people smile and happy and start crying and say, nobody ever let me know Jesus did all this and it's all free of charge. Amen. Amen. So, glory to God. Everybody who has a fellowship group, raise your hand. Come up here in front of me. Amen. If you're involved in a fellowship group. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Yeah. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm praying that y'all be so bold and so good at it until y'all just experience that goodness that really God has for you. And I compliment y'all for stepping out and being counted a person who is linked in a fellowship group for the purpose of obeying the Great Commission. That's why it's so important, because you're just doing what God wants you to do in a structured way. So, Father, I'm praying for these people who are connected to fellowship groups, who are somehow in leadership of fellowship groups. I'm praying for their grace, for them to be good leaders and inspiring and not stopping and being like Nehemiah, doing a good work. And I can't come down. Hallelujah. I thank you, Father, that they see themselves doing a good work. They are not going to be distracted and lose heart, but being a leader, the grace to be a leader and a builder, doing a good work. And it can't come down, because the love of God is compelling them to keep on going, so they can find that person and meet that person and encounter that person who really wasn't going to come to church, but outside of the church, they are going, teaching other people about the goodness of God. And Father, you said that you are with them. You are with them. Help them to know that you are with them and you are greater than all. Use their life to be a blessing to other people. Amen. And don't stop. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you for the grace of God. Oh, the grace of God. The grace of God. That leadership and that power of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for the grace to do well and to keep going. Amen. Hallelujah. Say, I receive it. Amen. Now, y'all sit on the front row. Y'all sit two over there and two of y'all over there. Okay? All right. Now, we're going to pray for the children in school. Come on, let's pray. All of us get in a group agreement. Say, Father, you said where two or three shall agree on earth is touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done for us of the Father which is in heaven. Your will be done in the children's life. Now, everybody, every child who you are having on your mind, I want you to call them out right now. Call their name out where you can hear them out loud. Go on. Yeah. Yeah. David Washington, Mariah, Jeremiah, Jediah Langston. Hallelujah. Kevin. Hallelujah. Kevin Jones. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Dicario. Who else? Joshua. Madison. Hallelujah, hallelujah. God hears he blesses the children. And so far, miracle, praise God. Ebony, Vershawn, El, praise God. Shekinah, Jelena, hallelujah. Okay. Sister, what's her name? Cassidy's children. Crystal's children. Amen. They are precious in your sight. And we are holding them up, Father. They need somebody who's an adult to pray for them. Hallelujah. So we now agree that their school experience is accompanied by your power and your wisdom. Just like you gave me wisdom when I was little. And just like you gave the three Hebrew boys wisdom and Daniel wisdom. And that they were smart. And David, you gave him wisdom. And we're praying for our children. So you give them wisdom. You speak to them and help them to have supernatural recall. And Holy Spirit, according to the word of God, you bring to their memory whatsoever you have said unto them. Just like you bring to my memory what you've said when I'm talking to your people. You bring to their memory the answers to questions. Give them wisdom and knowledge and help them have stamina to stay woke while they're studying. Help them to have the consciousness of a studious person. Help them to do their part and to put that work in and be disciplined to not be scatter-minded, but to focus. I thank you, Father. It's your grace. We've given offering and you gave us Jesus. And I thank you because of Jesus, you've given our children the ability to focus on the things that they should focus on. Their play, but although they have the ability to be serious and to focus and to learn and to study. And we give you all the praise and glory. I thank you, Holy Spirit. You're with them, but we're not with them all the time, but you are right there with them. Help them to recognize your voice at an early age so they can make good decisions. And you bring whatsoever you have said and whatsoever we said in your name, whatsoever the Bible has said. You bring it to their memory and you cause them to be successful. You cause their life to be beautiful. Hallelujah. And so we commit our children to you. And we thank you, Father, you take care of them. And we commit our work in raising them to you. And you help us do a good job. And we thank you for good grades. Sending people to help, cause the teachers to help them. Touch the people's heart and help them show favor to the children. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Help them give special time where special time is needed. So our children can make it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. The king's heart is in your hand. And you are turning the teacher's heart to make sure they get it. Hallelujah. Be patient and long-suffering so they can help them out with favor. Like you did us in college. Amen. Like you gave us two grades better than what we made. Do it anyway, Father. Do it for our sake in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. I know you hear me. And I know you've granted us that prayer. So let's just, come on, we're going to sit back down. But right now, just pop up like God just gave it to you and just thank him. Throw your hands up and say, Father, thank you for answered prayer. to our cousins and our aunties and our cousins and our little children, our brothers and sisters and our children, our grandchildren. Hallelujah. You bless the children. That's your heritage. So be good to them. Hallelujah. 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 What's Israel? What's her name? Kylie. We blessed Kylie. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Let her recognize your voice at an early age. Amen. Praise God. She's going to play the piano too. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Go on, plan to give a lesson. She's a piano player. Y'all hear me? Kylie is a piano player. Amen. Amen. I hope she play for us. Amen. Amen. Y'all better take that. Y'all better take that. Amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. This is good, isn't it? Sister, you're getting bolder and bolder as days go by. You're just bolder and bolder. That boldness is coming up in you. Glory to God. Amen. All right. Now let's pray for Langston. Amen. Langston, do you desire prayer? Huh? Okay, come up here. Amen. Amen. Have I ever anointed you at all? I have. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. How you doing? Amen. You getting tall. It's illegal now. Okay. No, it's not really illegal. Amen. You know, I was thinking about you when you came in. God is so faithful. Amen. And God answers prayer when we pray and we look around and see, wow, God answered that prayer. And I think about people, you know, people in this church. I see, wow, and I think about, wow, God answered that prayer and that person came all right. Amen. So I'm excited because I know God is so faithful. And God heals people and make things well, and you don't even understand it. I went over to the guy's house today. I took some oil over there, and he was not at home. But God actually answers prayer instantly. He does it, and you say, wow, God, nobody but you could have done that. And so I'm just looking at you right now, but I'm happy because I'm going to look back and say, wow, God answered that prayer. Amen. That's what I'm going to say. I'm going to say, oh, God. I'm going to say, oh, Father, you answered that prayer that night. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm so happy. Amen. Father, you're about to do it again. Amen. And we're here, and we are. We know that you know your will. You know you're able, but today we talked about your mercy. Amen. You're not doing this because I'm so good. You're not doing this because I'm bad. You're not doing this because Langston is good. You're not doing it because Langston is bad. But we are doing it because your mercy. Hallelujah. And your mercy is over all your works. We acknowledge that we don't do anything to earn it, but Jesus Christ, his own self, he bore all of our infirmities, all the things that we are unable to do. On that cross, his own self, he bare our sins in his own body on the tree, so that we, being dead to sickness, weakness, distress, anxiety, fear, terror, should live unto righteousness. And Father, it's right, because Jesus did this. He took away all of our sins, his own self. Surely he has borne our griefs, sickness and weakness and distress and anxiety, and carried our sorrows and all of our pains of punishment. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. And the chastisement that was needed to obtain peace and well-being for us was upon him. And with his stripes that wounded him, we are healed. So I'm declaring and I'm saying to you, Father, that Langston is a healed person. I praise you, Father, that 2,000 years ago, you took all of the stuff that he's not able to do. You took it away from him and gave him free of charge. The healing. You gave him the healing. So sickness is illegal because Jesus already paid the price for healing. And I claim that healing goes through Langston. I claim that healing goes through him. He's not going to get sick. He's not going to be sick. because he's a healed person. Hallelujah. I call him a healed person. I'm agreeing with you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I lay hands on the sick and they recover because of your grace and your mercy. Thank you for the gift. Thank you for the gift. Thank you for your love and your mercy. You want to do it right now. And I'm giving you permission to use your power. I'm the one in the body. We're the ones in the body. And use your power to cause a manifestation of that healing and wholeness. Hallelujah. From the top of his head to the sole of his feet. All of his digestive system. Glory to God. Thank you. It's fixed because of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. I think somebody ought to at least come up here and be behind him just in case. Amen. Glory to God. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your mercy. I receive your mercy of you using your power to cause healing to be manifested. He is healed, but I'm asking you to use your power to cause healing to be manifested. Manifested. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, I can see it and you see it with me. You see all of your